When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And this podcast is going to kick off a fancy month for us. We kind of do these themed months over in the Self-Sewn Wardrobe Facebook group, and it's a way for us, honestly, I mean, it's a way for us to kind of plan content and figure out what to offer everyone. And people can play along and sew along.
And not get so much on tangents like
we do. Yeah,
yeah. It's tangent control.
That's right. So if you're in the Self-Sewn Facebook group, you know, you don't have to make like what we're making that month. It's just kind of a way for us to organize ourselves.
It's a guide.
And some people like it. Some people like the themes.
You know, we didn't have wolf costume month, and I made a wolf costume.
That's right.
Right?
You made the wolf costume
and you
month.
You helped.
Actually, it's activewear month, though. So,
I think it counts.
It's a dance costume.
It is a dance costume.
Okay.
You're correct.
But that is another podcast I think would be awesome. Well, okay. Preparation for Halloween. Hold on. Taking a note.
Hey, okay.
We're going to talk about my wedding dress that Mom made. And Mom, do you know, today is my anniversary.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out what day it was. Today the 25th or 6th?
Today is the 26th.
Okay.
And it is my anniversary.
And tomorrow is Elliot's birthday.
And I didn't even plan it that way. I just think it's kind of funny. I forgot it was my anniversary until Facebook told me this morning. I know when my anniversary is, but I just don't know what day it is.
Well, that's it. I know. That's what I said. I woke up going, is it? What day is it?
And Derek and I spoke to one another, and he went on a run and everything. We didn't say anything, and so I was like, okay. We both.
Well, you know about your dad and I, like him not knowing our anniversary, like saying it was on another date. Like I said, happy anniversary, and he said, no, it's tomorrow. And I said,
well, at least you thought it was somewhere, right?
I said, no, it's on your dad's birthday. And he's like, no, it wasn't. It was the day after. And I was like, well, when we got married, you told me it was your dad's birthday. So you got one of them wrong. Anyway, he was wrong.
So Fancy Month is going to – we're going to really draw on a lot of ZD's expertise here, and a lot of it has to do with formal wear traditionally for women, but – I think these techniques can be applied to so many places.
And you keep saying fancy wear, and I keep thinking of your dog.
My dog, Fancy. I'll put a picture of her in there. But the zine for this month, if you are a member, we are going to have some really in-depth pictures of both my wedding dress and Hillary's wedding dress. So Hillary is the oldest daughter of the trio here, and they are going to be in-depth, you know, pictures about the construction, right, and everything that we discussed
here.
And
we won't talk about Lindsay's wedding dress because she wore a suit.
Didn't make.
With pants. I had to alter it.
Yeah, you didn't.
I had to alter that wedding to death.
Yes.
I altered
her wife's dress,
and I altered her dress. And then they told me they wanted me to make the cake, so I went and bought one.
Well,
I bought that cake. Asked questions, and then they said, "Oh, do you?" I said, "No, there's going to be like a topper on it, because her mother actually made the topper."
Right.
And they said, "Oh, we can put a reinforcement in." The reinforcement was $75. Just so everybody knows, ask. I expected this cake to be like under $200, and it wasn't, because it was just a little one layer. They had cupcakes too.
Well, so yeah, for that wedding, I made the ring bearer's pillow, and I did the bride's hair. Do you remember
that's
that?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So I dressed the bride and the groom. The bride and the bride.
The bride and the bride, but that. You didn't make Lindsay's suit from the ground up, unfortunately.
No, that's fine. It was fine. It was just fine. In fact, I remember we were very busy around that time.
That was a very busy time, yes.
And you didn't even have children yet, did you?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't, but it was very busy. So we've got my wedding dress hanging here. My wedding dress is made from a very pale pink silk satin.
Almost champagne-y.
In the fluorescent.
Cast
in the fluorescent light, it can look really beige.
Well, and your lace is champagne,
and my lace is champagne. Yeah. So I got engaged in Paris, France, not Paris, Missouri,
which we do have.
We do have that. So my husband flew to Paris and surprised me while I was there.
Well, he didn't surprise you; he screwed it up. But anyway. We're still upset about that.
You're so sweet, Mom.
We're still upset that we're sure we could have made up a better lie and you wouldn't have guessed.
The takeaway from that story is my husband's a really bad liar, which is a
good
thing,
which is
right?
A reason to marry him.
No, but it was still very special, and I kind of knew this was coming. I think like that we were going to get engaged. In fact, I gave my husband my engagement rings. I said, you give these back to me when you're ready, you know.
Because they were family rings.
Yeah, they were family rings that I wanted to use. So I gave them to him. I said, you give these back to me when you're ready. He's like, okay. So when I was on this trip, I'm not going to lie, I was going to buy fabric for my wedding dress.
Just in case.
No matter what.
No matter who you were marrying.
No matter who I was marrying. And so he ended up surprising me, you know, and flying in and proposing. And duh, you know, I said yes. And so he got to go shopping with me for the fabric in Paris, and I didn't know what I wanted the dress to look like. I had some ideas. This was around the time that Kate Middleton and, you know, Prince William got married. Yes, because I remember kind of looking at her lace placement.
So she had been married.
I think so.
I can look it up for you, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I remember looking at that, and lace was very in. Lace is still very in. I think lace is really having a...
I think lace is nice for a wedding. Now, your sister was different. No lace.
She didn't have any lace.
No lace, no bows, no pearls.
Yeah, no nothing like that, right? Yeah. So I really wanted... I liked the idea of the lace, and I went to, you know, the fabric district in Paris. It is on Montmartre, the hill where the Sacré-Cœur is, and I went shopping there. Let's see. Oh, they got married in 2011. Yep. And I got married in 2012. So that is exactly
what happened.
Sort of on my mind, honestly, was just, you know, wedding dress design. Now, this is going to come up later in Fancy Month, but Mom has been around wedding dresses, making them, altering them, owning a bridal and formal wear store. You know, you've done that.
Right.
I have seen a lot of wedding dresses.
Oh, yeah.
I have helped people shop for them. We both worked at David's
Bridal.
Oh,
yeah. I opened David's Bridal here. I forgot that.
Right? So I knew that there were certain things about wedding dresses that I didn't want. You know, I didn't want a big ball gown type dress.
And that didn't surprise me because I felt like you had worn a lot of formal wear. You know what I mean?
That I
you
did. Weren't I got wait- the chance to
right,
do that.
That you weren't waiting for the princess dress because you had been in so many productions with costumes and glitter and glitz.
No, and when you owned the gown house,
right?
We would have people come in and they'd say, I want the Cinderella dress.
Right.
They would say, it's the only time
the
I'm going to be
time.
Able to wear
we
this.
We also had people come in that hadn't worn a dress in like 8 years and things like that.
And now
that.
They were going to, you know, wear one for their wedding or whatever. So I understand if people want, you know, the floof and everything. But I was like, oh, I don't think I want that. And I was looking at the lace, and then I decided that I wanted it short. shorter. Right.
Not,
you know,
you didn't want to the floor.
I didn't want it floor length.
We went through that of or having a detachable long dress. Skirt. Remember, we went through that thought.
We went through, like, it was going to be a convertible, dress. Yeah. We were going to have this with an underskirt under it. Now I'm
well,
like, I
and
forgot
basically
about that.
You got married outside, too.
Yes.
So this had some, you know, the venue and the dress sort of rely on each other, it seems like.
I also bought this fabric sort of based off of, like, feel and color, but I really, honestly, when I bought it, did not know what I wanted the dress to look like. And I think maybe at one point we did go through some ideas and you were like, this fabric isn't great for that.
Right. She did not consult me before she bought this fabric or tell me what kind of wedding dress she might like.
Right. Mom didn't
come
to Paris.
Because she didn't know.
No.
Like, your silk is more of a like a charmeuse compared to Hillary's is a satin.
Yes. Yeah. And, I mean, this is like... Like a slip could be made
out
of this.
This could be the best nightgown in the world.
Well, don't we have this still? Don't you have this?
Yeah,
we have more of this fabric?
Some. We do.
Yeah, I want to make lingerie out of it.
What you should make is like some camisole or
that
something.
That is exactly,
yeah.
Yes.
Cat pants would be great.
Yes, that's exactly what I want to make out of it. Oh, I should like make it for my anniversary and wear it tonight. And Next year.
Make it like, this is
six.
Six, so... You got to your 10th.
You think I got to my 10th?
Yeah.
Okay. And then he'll be like, I know I'll wear it. And he'll be like, that's your wedding dress,
yeah, he'll
isn't
know.
It?
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
So, but he was there when I bought the fabric.
Oh, and he did go with you?
Yes,
I didn't know that.
He went with me and we bought this fabric and I bought the lace. And you know what? I did not know what the word for lace was when I was there.
Oh,
now, I lived in Paris, you know, for a semester. I studied French.
That was like the third or fourth time you'd been to France.
Yes. And I was like, you know what? I don't know what the word for lace is. It is dentelle.
Okay.
And that word must be related to like the word for teeth somehow. Something about how it's on the loom,
like
maybe. Yeah, I don't know. So
like so like there's dentelle trim in architecture.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah, it's like teeth.
There you go. So I bought the lace and I bought the fabric and this woman, I was looking at the lace and the lace is, you know, a shorter width of fabric, right?
And yours was trimmed, I believe, on both sides.
Yes.
Was it not?
So this,
it had the scallop on both sides.
Okay. You know what? I don't want to stick my face or stick my foot in my mouth. This is not Chantilly. But this is something... I found out what kind of lace this was, and I can't remember
I'm
what
not
it
sure
is.
Either.
It might be Lever's lace.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's got the strings on the end.
Right, it has the fringe.
But I was
The eyelash edge.
I was looking at the lace, and I was asking the prices, and she got out this beaded lace. I mean, it was heavily beaded. And it was like, I don't know, 200 euros. Mm-hmm. A yard, and I, or maybe it was like 100 euros a yard, that would have translated like almost $200 or something. And I thought, you know, I'm not, this hand beaded lace is beautiful, but I thought, I don't want beads everywhere on my dress if I want beads. And you know, we know how to bead.
Right.
So I got something without beads. It was still pretty expensive. The silk was still pretty expensive.
Well, and it has a Lurex thread in it. So it says a little bit of a,
the lace has a sparkle
bit of a
to
glitz.
It.
Yeah.
And after the woman cut the fabric, she folded it up, and she didn't give it to me. She carried it to the register. And Derek's like, what?
Do people steal lace in France?
Well, she was like, why did she not just give that to you? Because he's like seeing other people bringing their fabric to the register, right? So then we get to the register, and we get the total for the fabric. And I mean, I think I spent like $500 on the fabric.
Right.
I mean, I spent more on my fabric than some people spend on their wedding dress, you know?
Right.
But it's
what I
wanted.
Actually,
you know?
We've always kind of done that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, Lindsay said that one time with a prom dress. She said something like, well, Mom, you know, so-and-so said they spent $250. You know, on their dress. And I said, well, I spent, you know, almost $200 on your fabric, but it has $14,000
worth of
labor and design
in
it. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, the fabric is really nice. And then I wanted a lace overlay. And this was one point where you said, this lace is not strong enough.
It's not sturdy. Yes.
To hold up a dress.
Right.
You know, and I was like, oh, but I really want this, you know. And so the way this dress is, and there will be a picture in the show notes for sure. I'll send it to Sam right now. It's a strapless underlay made of the satin, right? Okay. With sort of a sweetheart kind of shape, you know, right. Over the bust, right?
The satin or the charmeuse.
The silk charmeuse. And then there's a lace overlay and the sleeves go down to about my elbow. And the scallop.
But the sleeves are just lace. Is that
the sleeves
said?
Are just lace. Yeah. I may not have made that clear, but that's good.
I don't know if you did either, yeah.
And then the overlay, it sort of, talk to me, what would you say, like, below that waistline? It kind of opens.
What do we call that? What should we call that?
No, it is kind of an empire waistline.
Yes, it is.
Empire. Excuse me.
It's French fabric. It's an empire.
It's French fabric.
You know, it's like a cutaway.
Yes. Yeah. Like a cutaway coat almost.
Yeah.
How it comes down.
And then in the back, it does kind of have a semblance of what, you know, down around your butt, I guess it was. Right? Is this above your butt or right at it?
I think it's right below, like my bottom there. And so the top of the dress, like Mom wanted to make clear, is all lace, you know, around the shoulders and the sleeves. And so what Mom did there was to make my dreams come true. She lined it with tulle and, like, netting, okay?
Right.
And it made...
Because that makes it sturdy.
It was just so perfect.
Right.
It made it sturdy.
So we had to keep it transparent.
Yeah, sturdy.
Couldn't use my cotton organdy there.
No, sturdy yet transparent, okay? And then... It has a high-low hem.
Which we discussed big time because we were not fond of that at the time. And for some reason, this dress to us really lent itself.
Well, when you look at the top with that cutaway,
it's a similar shape.
It's got the high-low there. And when
I don't know. It's not that extreme.
Well,
either.
Right.
It's 4 to 6 inches.
Sure. So, like, somebody said they didn't like high-low hems, and I was like, oh, I had one on my wedding dress. And they're talking about, like, above the...
Yeah,
above the knee and then down.
We're talking about Gucci right. level in front and long in the back.
Yes, though. Yes. So this was sort of like knee and then, you know, calf in the back is sort of where this one was. And so the treatment of this dress is pretty simple. It would have been simple, too, if you knew what I wanted, you know, at first, but you kind of had to go through and figure this stuff out. But this hem is very fluttery. Like we said, this... The satin is almost like lingerie weight.
Yeah.
Okay. And the hem, though, tell them how you finished this.
Well,
isn't
the hem a rolled hem?
It is a rolled hem.
I think I even
Excuse me. Look, wait. This is a 3-thread rolled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it a hem or an edge, Mom?
It's an edge. Yeah, I don't think it's rolled. I think it's an edge.
You mean hem, then?
Yeah,
the hem.
Hem.
So on your baby lock and lighten or your baby lock, whatever, it's a 3-thread rolled hem. So it's the flatter
right.
stitch,
and
not
I
the
edge. And I repeated the little bit of the lurex was in the thread.
Yeah, so...
And I repeated
if
that.
If you can imagine, a few people will talk in the group about, like, oh, this is a formal dress. I should do this a certain way. A lot of people don't think about just finishing off a dress you spent $500 on the fabric, just doing it on the serger.
Well, and because it's a high-low hem, we didn't want the hem. If I would have faced the back hem, it was too heavy for this fabric.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So the lining just goes to the
high.
The high point. Right. It's not, you know, the tail of the dress is not lined.
Right. So
it's just made to flutter.
I do just want people to envision you getting this whole lace dress made, and it's made out of this expensive fabric and everything, and you went to your serger, and you threaded it
That's
up
right.
with this metallic thread,
That's
and you
correct.
Just zoomed.
That's right.
You know, and that was, I mean, I'm not saying that's it, but it's okay. Sometimes this is appropriate. I think people have some preconceived notions about formal wear where they think it has to be like a, I don't know, like a...
Like hand-picked, everything or hand-done.
Yes, everything must be done by hand or something. It's not always the best way.
For some reason, you know, some of the reasons things were done by hand is because people didn't have sewing machines.
That's right. Okay, a hand-done hem on this dress would have offered more opportunity for distortion, I feel
probably.
Like. I feel like the machine did a very regular, quick, light job of the, you know, of the hem. So I think that is something to keep in mind. Okay, so and the lining is hemmed the same way.
Yes. But I just now, okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just looking like, why didn't I not put a side zipper in this? And then I just realized it's because of
that
this
belt.
Trim.
Yes.
Okay. Cuz I'm like, usually in a formal dress like this,
yeah,
I will put an invisible zipper or hand picked. I have done hand picked if I've had to for I don't know what reason. I think one time I handpicked it because somebody else was using the zipper foot. But yes, because there is a belt around the ampere. There's a, not a, what do you, a belt,
well,
a trim.
Yeah,
yes, I don't know
yeah.
So that must be why I did that in the back. Otherwise, you would have had this like tucked down on one side and not the other.
That's right.
Yeah, so but I was like, why did I put a back zipper in this? So that's why.
Okay, so a couple.
So you do have to think about these things.
You
when
do.
You, make them.
You do. It looks simple, but you have to do a lot of thinking. So let's take a little break and then let's come back and talk about some of the challenges that happened with this lace. And I'm excited to talk about the scalloping and whatnot, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah?
You can feel free to compliment me.
Oh, no.
On
what?
On this.
What?
My feel free to compliment me enamel lapel pin.
Oh, Mallory, every time that you hear something wrong, are you going to make a lapel pin about it?
Maybe. Do you want one?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well,
isn't it teal?
Yes, it's teal and pink, and you can get one by going to sewhere.com/compliment.
Just so you know, I'm not putting it on my lapel. It's going on my hat.
Oh, it's going on your hat. It could be a hat pin, too. Okay, all right. So if you want to get in on the feel free to compliment me in on the club, go to sewhere.com/compliment and order our very first sewhere.com lapel pin.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And we're back. So I bought this beautiful lace in France, and I wanted to use the scallop to full effect, okay? So it was pretty easy to get the scallop on the sleeve hem, right?
Right.
It's a one-piece sleeve, and you just lay it out so that the hem lands on the scallops, right? The back lace in the lower torso area.
Yeah, I remember you wanting this to go down more now, and it is more straight across because of the lace.
Well, so the scallop wasn't an issue when we decided to go straight across. We had another issue, which we'll talk about later. But in the front, this cutaway, mm-hmm. I remember this being a bit of a challenge for us.
It was.
In how to get the scallop on there? Because it was it not? It wasn't like
I sewed it on.
I know you did. I
cut
remember.
It up and sewed it on, and I can see it right here.
I wanted the cutaway to be curved,
right,
not straight.
So I had to. I remember thinking, if I cut the lace on the bias, will it screw up? And I don't remember the whole process, but I do remember that one. I also remember, you know, if you'll notice, the top of the bias is attached at the seams.
Top of the bodice.
The bodice, I'm sorry, is attached at the seams
yes,
where the lace is, and it hangs loose except on the sides. You know, there's some tacking. There's some...
So I want to, but I want to talk about this cutaway, this curved cutaway. You're getting like.
I'm just trying to remember
the stress.
I see
mom like getting into this
reverie. My mind is going, oh my God, look at all these issues I dealt with.
Okay. So the cutaway in the front is a curved, you know, cutaway. So then what she did was she cut some of the scallop off the lace and applied it to that curve in order to make it look like. This scallop was just
on the curve, right?
And so how she did that, okay, was with a teeny weeny zigzag
with embroidery thread that matched. I believe it was a rayon thread.
And did you put something in here? No.
No, I don't think
so.
It's
just two layers of the lace.
I may have had it on a
stabilizer,
like a melt-away.
Sewing lace doesn't have to be difficult. And episode 2 of this podcast is about stretch lace. You know, people talk about like choosing a needle for it and stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, well, your needle barely even pierces anything.
Yeah,
you're just
hardly goes through anything.
Holes,
I used a tiny needle. I think I might have used a 60.
You did. Because
I didn't want it to do anything.
Now, the back of this, so it's a V-neck. The lace is in a V-neck on the front and the back. So that was just cut.
That was actually just cut
along that line.
Yes.
But the back, I remember us having all this trouble with how the lace was laying in the back because you had to do this back zipper. And I think this is really interesting because the lace is not seamed up.
No.
The back.
It's not even finished.
It's not.
It's just cut.
It's not even finished. It is.
Lace does not ravel.
That's right.
Right? Or fray.
Uh-huh.
So I believe we cut it, and what happened was when I would go to hem it, it would, you know, it just pucker a little bit or something. So
it was the way it was laying on my butt.
It
my
just
butt
didn't look
was
right.
kind of
yeah,
an issue or something,
right.
you know?
So it's not finished, but in order for it to not fly away, correct?
Right, uh-huh.
We chose to... We chose to put little nylon snaps, in three places?
Mm-hmm.
Three. So it sort of is turned in. We'll have to get a close shot of this.
Well, this is all going to be in the zine.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is really hard to describe, I think, and give you a mental picture.
Yes.
No one knew those snaps were there.
No.
But Mallory and I.
And it ended up laying so nicely on my body, you know, that...
I know. We need to do that again sometime. Looks really good.
It was just interesting that it wasn't laying well when it was completely sewn, you know, up in a seam. So, you know, you don't always have to seam it. So what? Now mom has looked at the dress, and then she's made this big face. Okay, talk into your microphone about
okay.
it.
Okay. So I have used an invisible zipper, and they don't come in exactly the color of this dress. So I used like a beige zipper that had sort of a beige or off-white pull, correct? The
uh-huh.
only part of the zipper that shows. And it didn't match the dress. So what happened, Mallory?
So you got out your nail polish.
That's right. I matched my nail polish to my dress.
I mean, and I'm sitting like...
It's perfect.
I'm sitting 2 feet from this dress and I can barely see the zipper pull. So.
Well, and I just noticed I only painted the top. I didn't even paint the underneath, it looks like.
Well,
because
and
the beige, you know, is close.
That's right.
And I only, and I'm amazed I did that. Boy, I took a lot of trouble just for this dress.
You're awesome. Is this, this isn't on the bias. My dress is not on the
no.
bias. The,
no, the it's
silk,
not. It's
charmeuse
right.
satin.
No.
I know I said satin.
Other
earlier,
than,
but...
you know, it is a flared skirt. So your hem is definitely a lot on the bias because of, you know, the curve
yes.
and all of that.
Now, one thing you did do in here, which is really nice. I guess on some of... Well,
I think I only did it on your
the,
back
on the back seam. So let's
it
talk
showed.
About, yeah, let's talk about the finishing of the actual, the fabric that is not lace, okay?
Right.
So in the front, on the high hem area, these seams are just serged.
That's right.
They're three-thread narrowed, right?
And I believe I used embroidery thread on that also.
It looks like it. It's a lightweight thread. Now, the back seam, though, like you just said, it would show a little bit.
Show it might show. You know, it's moving. It's like back behind you. It's, you
it's behind
know.
My legs.
Right.
You know.
And, I mean, somebody's really going to have to get down there to see how it's finished, I guess. But we wanted it to at least look neat.
So the what you did for that back seam is you three-thread narrowed and you turned over.
I hemmed it, and, actually.
Yeah.
I did a tiny hem on the seam allowance.
Yeah, basically. And this is done with a super lightweight thread.
Yep.
An embroidery thread, once again. This isn't a seam that would get any stress, this little...
Right.
Hemmed.
Well, and
seam allowance.
Embroidery thread because it also has the same sheen.
Yes.
Right. And embroidery thread, you usually get to pick more colors. So color match and sheen match, both.
And I remember you using a size 60 needle on this. And
right.
this is, guys, this is some like super lightweight fabric and it feels like baby butt. Okay. It's super soft.
Yeah. The dress was very fluttery. And
you
the
do,
way it, you know, went around your legs. It was really pretty.
So a lot of times, like a size 60 needle, I think is a pretty extreme choice for a lot of, it's not always
And a
needed.
Note here uh-huh. is if you use a size 60 needle, your automatic threader will not work.
That's
it
right.
will not go through the eye of the needle. Somebody said something in the, a thread not too long ago, a thread on the Facebook about how, oh, her Microtex needles have such small eyes in them. They're hard to thread. Oh, it depends on the size of your needle.
Yeah, they're...
It's not the type of needle.
Uh-huh.
It's the size. So when your needle size goes up, so does
so
the
does
eye.
The eye. Yeah.
Right.
No, that's a good point. And
yeah.
a lot of people, that's news to them that like,
yeah.
oh, a denim needle's really big. Well, you can get a size 70 denim needle.
Yeah, you can.
You know, I mean, you can.
Well, and like I said, if you try and use that needle threader in that machine, you can screw your needle threader up.
Yes.
You know, you'll bend it.
And then the lining, like we mentioned earlier, so it is the length of the high hem. So it's the same
yes.
length all the way around. And then you have made these little...
Yep. I chain tack all the linings like that.
Chain tack.
That's what I call
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah. I
Maybe it has another name.
That's a good name.
So there's an inch of chaining between the... garment and the lining.
That's right.
So
and it's along
it,
the seam.
So that it can move, but it doesn't shift.
That's right. right. And so this is a big key, I think. People struggle with these shiny fabrics.
Yes.
To make nice seams.
Right.
And make invisible, like, you know, not distracting hems.
Right.
And not distracting linings. So the lining is completely separate, but it's just chained in a couple of places. So minimal shifting can happen, but it's not like you have this bulky seam where you've tried to incorporate all four layers
right.
into the seam. And I've
right.
seen that. I have also seen a lot
And a
of,
lot of times you'll see that and it looks puckery. It
yes.
won't go together. The fabrics don't meld well.
That's right. And it also, I think a big sign of a homemade dress is... A big hem. You've mentioned this
yes,
before.
Yes.
A
we
big,
don't do that anymore, guys.
A big top stitched hem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is.
Or even in any formal wear now, they don't do those deep hems.
Yeah.
Even if it's a hand picked hem or a blind hem or whatever, they don't do that anymore. The fabric is usually pretty flowy. Well, not even the heavy satins. They don't look good with that heavy hem.
Right.
So you want a tiny hem.
And if you're looking to stiffen a hem or something.
Right.
You know, that's another story.
But
okay?
you still don't want that deep hem.
Yes.
You want your horse hair.
No, yeah, right. That's, I guess, right. Yeah, I didn't mean it's a different story, right, like use a deep hem. Right. Yeah, you're gonna use something else, okay? Right. So that is a really good point. Undergarments for this dress, so especially when in 2012, I was not a busty person, and I went to Aerie, like, the day of my wedding.
Right.
And got I don't even know if it was supposed to be a strapless bra. I think I may have cut the straps off.
Well, I noticed this is another thing when we talk about lining. Look what I lined the top with. Do you see?
Oh.
And I believe there's cotton organdy sandwiched in there.
Okay, so we didn't talk about what the lining is made of. So what did you line this dress with? It's silk charmeuse on the outside. I'm about to rip this lace.
Right.
Okay.
And all this time and now you rip it. It's silk. Not the bodice, below the empire.
Sure, it's silk.
It is silk, a lightweight silk. And the top is lined with.
I mean, that's like a cotton.
It's cotton. It's a cotton damask is what it is. And then there's cotton organdy sandwiched between as an interfacing. And do you see these things? You
know, I put my bra through
those? You put your bra through those.
I have no memory of doing that. Mom, that is genius.
So she bought a bra and her genius mother. So there are.
Oh my God. Guys, you got to get the zine this month. Okay.
So there are.
Holy.
Holy, holy, holy. So what there are in the bodice top is ribbon guides to put her bra band through. So
right.
To what weave it through those. And okay, now there's another thing here, okay, that people don't get. This does have hanging straps.
Yep.
Yes. But where do they come from, Mallory?
They come from the waistline.
Right.
And then
there. And then what happens?
Oh, man, the zine is going to be so good. there are little crochet chains that we use to guide it up through the bodice.
That's right.
Yes.
So it doesn't sag. It truly hangs, and there's no stress on the dress where there shouldn't be.
Well, yeah.
I can't tell you how many ready-to-wear dresses I have ripped those out of and put
replaced.
In. And usually, especially if it's on a big, heavy dress, you'll need three.
Oh,
at
yeah.
At least. You usually need one in the front and two in the side. Sometimes you need one in the back. So sometimes you need four.
So the way that this dress, we're going to talk about this later in the month. We're going to talk a little bit about buying and making wedding dresses and wedding dress styles that are, you know, some of their advantages and pitfalls and things like that, okay? So the way this dress was held up is, I mean, it's got sleeves. Like,
right,
it has.
Right. No, you had no problem. You had something that went over your shoulder.
But also, you put that guide in for the bra.
Right.
And for me and my body, that bra was going to stay up on me.
Yes, we didn't have to worry. You weren't pulling your bra up during the whole.
No, I didn't touch it.
During the wedding or the reception.
No, right. I didn't touch it. And I also don't have a bust that is difficult. I didn't have a bust that was difficult to support.
Right.
Or challenging to support
right.
or something like that. So that's what was holding my
dress
up for me.
Unfortunately, you had a dress that didn't, your bust didn't have to hold it. Which people think the bust holds up their dress and it's not. It's below the bust where your dress should be held
up. Well, that's what, yeah, and that's what we're going to talk
about
in that episode.
That.
I mean, we got to get that info out there.
We will talk about that.
But I also chose a dress style that I knew this was going to be comfortable and worry-free.
Yes, I know.
Okay?
I know. I know. I think about all those girls in those dresses, and I've built, like, you know, infrastructure
yes.
to try and keep it up on them.
Yes.
It was not a dress I sold them or I mm-hmm. recommended. It was
right.
something somebody else said, oh, you look great. No problem. You look great standing there and not moving.
That's right.
But when you have to move or you want to be part of the party and have a good time, sometimes it becomes an issue.
Well, and so flashback to 6 years ago today.
Yes.
Right? 6 years
That's
ago
so
today.
Funny that we're doing this
Yeah,
today.
This is really interesting. So I woke up. We had a great day. We go to the venue, everything's going well, and then it turns out to be like 110 degrees.
Yeah, we were worried about people being cold because it was the end of May and that can happen here
it
in Missouri.
It can.
Yes. No. for the 3 days before and the day of, it was like 99 degrees. And it like, was like...
I feel like the next weekend it was like 70.
Yeah, like, it was
very temperate.
Was.
Yeah.
No, I bought this like industrial strength underwear to wear. Sorry,
Mom.
That was my phone. Demerit. So anyway, I brought this like, I mean, I ordered it like off the internet and it went like from under my bust, like almost down to my knees. So I would be like tight, you know, and it would give the illusion that like I wasn't shaky anywhere, right?
Yes,
or anything.
Yes.
I could not wear it. I wore my bike shorts.
Yeah.
I wore bike shorts under my chiffon, silk chiffon dress because it was so hot.
Yeah, really hot. And you know
I constantly had like sweat running down my back.
I was really glad that I'd chosen this dress.
Oh, no joke.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I was really glad that I wasn't in a big ball gown for that.
Well, and to reiterate, we were outside.
We were outside.
So we weren't in the air conditioning. We did have fans, mm-hmm. but... It was hot. It
yes.
was, and of course, we wanted all the, we had planned on almost all of the pictures being outside.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 85% of the pictures were outside.
Now, my photographer, Stacy, and a lot of you know her, she's in the group. She's local. She's amazing. And she.
Local, but internationally known.
Yes. And she said she didn't do weddings when I asked her to photograph
right.
my wedding. And I said, I promise it will be the most laid back. Fun wedding that you've ever been to, and I am not, you know, like crazy. Like, and
Does
I just
she
want
agree with that
a few
today?
Photos. I think she had a good time, and yeah. also when we were getting dressed, she's like, "Okay, I guess I'm gonna go out and like take pictures of the tables and stuff." And when it's like it was only 99 degrees at
right.
that point, and I said to her, "I was like, don't go take pictures of the tables.
We she don't goes, like that."
She's
yeah.
like,
That's
she,
not
"I was
what
like,
we
I
want.
Said, I said it's too hot for you to go out there." And she goes, "She's like, but don't you want a picture of those?" I'm like, "No." I was like, "Don't care." Like I was like, "Just stay in here and get pictures of us," you know. So that was, I felt like I really, really earned
right.
my stripes as a chill bride.
Other than
you know?
An exception I can think of that stands out in my mind right now, most people came to me and said, "That dress is so Mallory." I mean, people really didn't expect a big white Cinderella gown. They knew it would be something different.
So,
and a lot of people also said it's very European.
Yeah,
I you know.
I'm their connection.
Who knows?
You know,
who knows?
I will say that one reaction we got that was not, you know, complimentary. Well, yeah, that's a really good way to describe it, right? Is that this woman came into the shop.
Oh, this was after the years after the wedding.
We got
it was
this,
hanging in the shop.
Got the dress hanging. I often would show it for the serger
right.
hem and the, I mean, it's a great demo piece, right? So this lady just turns to me after I've done all this work for her. This was a stupid thing that I did. Like the way I was, I don't know why I did all
you
this
went
work.
Above and beyond for
I,
her.
It was. She was like, "I need these jackets all embroidered." And I was like, "Well, go get them embroidered." And she's like, "Well, I want to, like, sit there while you do it." And I'm like, "Okay, you know." And so anyway, she just turns to me as she's leaving and she goes, "You know, I don't mean to offend anybody."
No, not at all. She didn't mean offense.
That is the ugliest dress I have ever seen. And I was so tired that I was just like, "Okay." Like, I didn't care. I was just
the
like,
other funny
what?
Part of that story is I just laughed. When Mallory told me this, I laughed and laughed and laughed. And then I realized I had made the dress.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not, I don't know how she thought it was so ugly. It might not be someone's cup of tea, but I just don't think it's offensive.
Well, and then I do want to say one last thing about the dress, but before we go. And if you want all these details and some really detailed photographs and construction tips for this dress, then you want to get the zine. You want to go to sewhere.com/zine. That's Z-I-N-E, like the last syllable of magazine. Tell them how you seamed the lace together. We didn't say that. What was the construction technique? So you straight stitched
it? I would assume I straight stitched and then went right up to it with... Let me look. With
yeah,
the,
yeah, you
with
look.
The serger,
you look.
Right?
No, you didn't. I don't think
oh,
so.
Oh, no, I didn't. So it looks like I straight stitched it, folded the seam over, and then top stitched it,
and then
trimmed it away.
Yeah,
that's
so there's
a
lot of ways to do
so
this.
So probably yeah. I had tried the serger. I would assume I tried the serger because that's what I always
no,
do.
No, you did a lot. We have a lot of samples.
Yeah,
I
and
think.
it probably, you know, it either pulled or gave too much bulk or something.
Yes.
I mean, again, there are those who test and those who wish they tested, right?
I think we have your sample bodices.
I know what box it's in.
Yeah. I think we have some of those things. So I'll include those in the zine as well. So, this is my wedding dress. Our next episode is going to be about Hillary's wedding dress that Mom made. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to feature both of these in the zine, unless this article just gets so long.
Or at least at least some of the nifty stuff that was done, like, inside them or something.
Yes, exactly. So it'll be a really big inside look. And so when I'm talking about the zine, I have no idea what ad's going in the ad spot this week. But this is for our members. And so when you join SoHere.com as a member, what you're doing is you're supporting the podcast that you enjoy. It is a monthly fee. You can choose to join at the straight stitch level, the back stitch level, or the zigzag level. And they all have special little bonuses. But this is, you know, one way that we support the cost of the podcast and the group. And the zine is automatically delivered to back stitch and straight stitch members. It's a digital download with tips or a tutorial. That's where the kimono, you know, came from, is the zine. And so, or you can buy it as a one-off too, if you just want to do that. And it's a digital thing. So
if you have to make a wedding dress in the next year or so, or
it
2 months or 2 weeks,
have. Yeah,
maybe you want to.
We appreciate all of our members who are listening, and so many people have joined since we launched this. And we hope that you are enjoying all the free content and then all of the fun extra goodies for members. So Mom, take it away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit SewHere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.